song, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So pour my song.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson, super.
Poor Orson Welles.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. I do a show called Chris's Helpful Tips on Friday. But here I am doing time travel once again. It's literally like The Godfather. As soon as I thought I was out, I'm back in. You gotta go back to your baby, though. Time travel was my baby. Good show. I always like this show. I hope you like it. I don't know. Got a lot of listeners right now. 855-915-WMFO. Anybody wants to make a request or call in, say Happy Thanksgiving. Or just yell F you and hang up. Well, actually, you don't want to do that. Can't swear. You could, but I'm going to call you back and I'm going to notify the FCC to fine you. 855-915-WMFO. What is your favorite side? Is it a potato? Is it the mashed potatoes? Is it some turnips? Is it a green bean casserole? Is it a, we had like some pearl onions and a little cream sauce. It was like a little soup once. That was pretty good. Is it the cranberry sauce? Is it the stuffing? You have oyster stuffing, sausage stuffing, regular stuffing? You know, raisin stuffing? Who knows? Raisins and walnuts? You know, there's all kinds of nuts flying around on Thanksgiving. It's a feast. That's what it's all about. It's really the only day that, you get to take off and just eat. You know? Used to be one of my favorite holidays. Not so much anymore. You know, I'm just getting older and, you know, we had a big family starting out and the family's getting a little smaller as you get older. There's not as many kids running around. Plus, I want to kind of avoid myself from the kids running around. You know, after a stressful week at work, it's like, forget it. I've had the week off. That's why I'm in here this afternoon. Joyce said she was out, and I'm like, I'll do it. And then the 5 o'clock said they were out. I'm like, you haven't even shown up for the show since you took over. My show used to be 5 to 7 on Wednesdays. I like to bitch about it a lot. I like to bitch about it. You know why? Because it shouldn't have happened. Simple as that. I'm going to bitch and bitch and bitch, and WMFO can just be like, yeah, whatever. Sour grapes. I'm like, no, not sour grapes. It's called excellence. You want to have a good show on 5 to 7 on Wednesday night that's consistent? It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. You don't put some new show on there. Bunch of buffoons. Anyway, this could be my last show. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I should be a little nicer around the holidays. Yeah, who cares? Hey, somebody drew a nice little Keep It Freeform Joe Cool here. This is pretty awesome. It's a little Snoopy thing. And there's somebody's wandering the halls, too. Hope it's not a ex-murderer. My buddy Eli Roth there, he just opened up Thanksgiving in the theaters. I did stand-up with his brother years ago, Adam. They're good guys, and I haven't gotten a chance to go see Thanksgiving, but I did go see The Holdovers, and it's great. If you get a chance, go out and see that. It's really good. Paul Giamatti, very, very good. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to give you the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack in a minute, but right now, how about a song about turkey?
Didn't know how. Milk the goat instead of the cow. Monkey sitting on a pile.
in the straw. Turkey in the hay, hey, hey, hey. Roll him up, twist him up, a hot turkey hard. Hit him up, tune called Turkey in the Straw. Let Mr. Catfish come downstream. Says Mr. Catfish, what do you mean? Caught up in your catfish by the snout. Turn Mr. Catfish wrong side out. Turkey in the straw, ho, ho, ho. Turkey in the hay.
Yeah, some turkey in the straw there. A little Power to Believe in the background. This is from Planes, Trains, Automobile soundtrack. We'll get to that in a moment or two. We'll play some songs from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, as I do every year here at WMFO, since I pretty much started back in around 2007 or 8. First time travel show was in 2008. So I've been on here 15 years, everybody. 15 years! Good God, where did the time go? One of the things about Thanksgiving, I try to do something a little different every year. I read books some years, did songs, and had friends in, and we had some chats. Today, it's just me. But you can call in if you want, 855-915-WMFO, kind of a last-minute radio show here. But I did do a little prep work. Did you know on Thanksgiving, the United States had observed differing dates from the time of our founding fathers until the time of Abraham Lincoln? The observance varied from state to state. The final Thursday in November had become a customary date in most of the U.S. states by the beginning of the 19th century and eventually superseded the holiday of Evacuation Day. Does anybody know what Evacuation Day is? It commemorated the day that the British exited the United States after the Revolutionary War. I'll tell you, I have evacuation morning every day. The daily evacuation. But it was Evacuation Day, and November 25th marked the day in 1783 where the British Army departed from New York City on Manhattan Island after the end of the Revolutionary War. So that was a holiday for a while here in the U.S., and it was celebrated. Modern Thanksgiving was proclaimed for all states in 1863 by Abraham Lincoln, and then it was influenced by a New Englander named Sarah Hale, who wrote letters to politicians for 40 years advocating an official holiday. There's somebody that had nothing to do. Sarah, she's writing letters for 40 years for an official holiday. Maybe I have to start writing letters now. I'm 52. For 40 years, maybe when I'm 92, I can have the official Chris Earl Day, you know, time travel day. Anyway, I was going to tell you more, but I don't really want it. On October 31st, 1939, on Halloween 1939, President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, for those who don't know who Franklin Delano Roosevelt is, he was a president, and he signed a proclamation that changed the Thanksgiving holiday to the next to last Thursday in November in an effort to boost the economy. And we haven't looked back since. God, I went over to Costco and up in New Hampshire. Oh my God, they must have had 800, 900 parking spots. I got like the last one. What is going on here? And people were waiting in line. The lines went all the way to the back of the warehouse. Some people just had like some onions and like a half a turkey in there. I'm like, you have like three items. You're going to wait like 90 minutes in line? I'm like, are you crazy? I don't know. People are odd to me. People are odd. They were all there, and I'm just like, I went in and I went out. I'm like, I'm good. I need to get like a hard drive storage. I was doing a backup, and I'm like, I don't need this crap. I don't need this Thanksgiving crap. 9 days before Thanksgiving, and everybody's just going crazy last week. I'm like, come on. Anyway, whatever it was, 5 days, I don't know. I was told there would be no math here today at WMFO. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until at least 6 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I want to do the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack next. It's already 4:10. I think I kind of want to play the Eagles. Yeah, do a little bit more of the Indian stuff. You know, I got a little Indian stuff in there. I got a little Indian in me. Yeah, I do. I don't have 10 little Indians in me, but I got a little Indian in me. I'm actually related to Pocahontas. Yeah. Didn't know if you knew that, but there you go. There you go. All right. Time travel here with you until 6, 7, I don't know. Let's see. I was going to play the Eagles, but nah. I can't find it. So let's just jump into the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I was going to play The Last Resort. I'll play it later. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack. Here you go. It's my annual tradition. I play a little of the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack every year.
I've never seen a guy get picked up by his testicles before. Lucky thing for you, that cop passed by when he did. Otherwise, you'd be lifting up your schnutz to tie your shoes. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Do you have any idea how glad I am I didn't kill you?
Don't you have any idea how glad I'd be if you had?
All right. I'm going to play some tunes from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles the next half hour or so. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hailed a cab on Park Avenue this afternoon, and before I could get in it, you stole it.
You're the guy who tried to get my cab. I knew you. Yeah. You scared the bejesus out of me.
Come to think of it, it was awful easy to get a cab during rush hour.
did introduce myself. Del Griffith. Del Griffith. Del Griffith. Del Griffith.
I can take anything.
Wow! I mean, that was close.
I always loved that one. That's the first track from the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack. It's got that 80s sound to it, a little dance and a little beatbox in there. It's pretty good. Anyway, we'll keep on moving on. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack for the next like 20 minutes or so here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. You want to call in? It's 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. I threw out the 888 number on a couple of little ads on Facebook there. Sorry about that. It is, in fact, 855-915-WMFO. Flintstones.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Tony family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a yabba-doo time, you'll have a gay old time.
All the little boys
What are you doing?
Having a butt.
In bed.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
A big problem.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to fall asleep.
I'd rather not risk it. I really don't want to run screaming through the lobby on fire. I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger 500 miles from my house. I have no idea how or when I'll get there. I'm a patient man. I paid for the cab. I am paying for the room.
You paid for the pizza, too.
I did?
Yeah, all I had was a $100 bill and the kid didn't have change.
You went into my wallet?
Are you mad?
You had no right to go into my wallet!
Well, what was I supposed to do? I had to pay for the pizza, didn't I? You were in there taking a shower. Did you want me to send some punk kid in there to look at your dick?
You...
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now, let me have it, that boy. Mess around. Mess around. Everybody do the mess around.
I never did introduce myself. Del Griffith, American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Over here.
I sell shower curtain rings. Best in the world. And you are?
Neil Page.
Neil Page. Pleased to meet you, Neil Page. Neil. Now, that's an odd name. You don't hear that name too often. Neil. Neil. Would that be a Gaelic name? I think it is. I think it's a Gaelic name, Neil. I'm pretty sure. So what do you do for a living, Neil Page?
Marketing.
Marketing. Super. Super. Fabulous. Isn't that nice? I dabble a little bit in that game myself. I'll show you. Little thing for my company. An idea I had. It's a calendar. It's not an original idea or anything. I think I added some original thought to it, however. That's what it's all about, isn't it? There's my shower curtain rings up there, and I added a pretty-looking gal in there and tied in a theme with what she's wearing to the month, you know, January. And February, of course, with little Valentines and shamrocks for March. And, of course, April showers. It is cute, isn't it? It's fun. It's a fun thing. I the customers seem to like it. I hand them out. They're giveaways. I'd like to give this to you.
No, that's all right.
I'd like you to have it.
You might be.
Please, no, please. From me to you.
All right.
All right? Yeah, put it in your garage next to the workbench. It's just a fun thing. That's all it is.
Play with your balls a lot.
I do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
Feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
side of the highway. He's going to kill somebody.
God!
Hey!
Hey! Hey, what's going on?
Some Joker wants to race.
Don't race. That's ridiculous.
All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your window down!
He wants something.
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know? Thank you. Thanks a lot. Terrific.
Thank you! What a moron.
Going in the wrong direction! You're going to kill somebody! You're going the wrong way!
What?
Fuck!
Why?
We landed in 1943 here on Time Travel.
Oh, I'm packing my grill and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Dayton. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. Be waiting when my lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, don't be sticking any fentanyl in the stuffing this year, everybody. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. I am covering for Joyce, the voice. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is dark out there in Medford. I hate this. 4:38 in the evening. Come on. Come on. And it's dark. We need to get rid of this daylight savings time. It's just lousy. You know, it's dangerous. It's dark. It's depressing. I want it to get dark at like 9 at night all year. That's what I want. But what I want just never happens. That's what I've learned over the years. What you want and what you get are two different things. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you are having a festive day. Most people have had a day off or they get out a little bit early. I'm sure everybody's running around doing stuff. I'm going to play some more tunes for you. We are in 1943 here on Time Travel. I'm going to play two in 1943, and then we will jump somewhere else. I hope you enjoyed that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack with some dialogue there. We got the Eagles coming up. We got a phone call coming up. And I will be here with you until about 6 p.m. My name's Chris Earle, and thanks for tuning in to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
And so, Marty, I now say farewell and wish you Godspeed. You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me, and you made a real difference in my life. I will always treasure our relationship and think on you with fond memories, warm feelings, and a special place in my heart. Your friend in time, Doc M&L Brown, September 1st, 1885. I never knew I could write anything so touching.
No, no, Doc, it's beautiful.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Da-da-day. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. Da-da-day. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Hey, your Papa's off to the seven seas. Shh. Shoo, baby, do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby, do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby, shoo, shoo. What? I want a little bit of quiet in the house, please.
She wants a little bit of quiet in the house.
Hey, Papa's on his way to cross the seven seas, so don't you cry, oh, don't you say goodbye. Now, shoo, shoo, baby, shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby, don't you cry no more. Your big guitar, Papa's off to the seven seas.
Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, shh, baby. Shh, baby. Shoo, 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 baby, goodbye, goodbye. Your papa's off to the seven.
seven seas, the seven seas. Your big tall papa's off to the seven seas.
Buford Tannen was a notorious gunman whose short temper and a tendency to drool earned him the nickname Mad Dog. He was quick on the trigger and bragged that he had killed 12 men, not including Indians or Chinamen.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and was I having fun. Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shot out the lights, bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato insoneiro, vou cantar-te no meu.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. We're in 1943. Oh, just a mere 80 years ago, is that all? 80 years ago. We were in the middle of a war. Yeah. America was in a war, 41 to 45. It was called World War II, everybody. WW2. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was the president at the time, and at the end of 1943, something called the Great Depression officially ended. Unemployment figures fell fast in World War II, and then the Great Depression ended at the end of 43, which was nice. Great Depression was 29, pretty much to 39. Then they made the official call, and they're like, it's over in 1943. It was like COVID. It's like, it's over. It's like, yeah, we knew that for like years. Or when Bush put up the mission accomplished sign. He's like, it's over. The war's over. It's like, no, it's not. Anyway, it's 2023, everybody. It's Thanksgiving. Got to stay positive. Because if you don't, it's just not even worth living. You know? Got to stay positive. You got to have some things to look forward to in life. I know Thanksgiving's tough for some of you, myself included, from year to year. Depends on the year. You know, sometimes you're spending it with less people. You know, somebody may have passed away. There was a close family member or a friend, or maybe you're alone. Maybe you've broken up with a significant other that was important to you. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas become times of another Great Depression. Just that singular Great Depression that we all experience as human beings from time to time, I think. If you want to call on in, it's 855-915-9636. Do you have a Great Depression story? Do you just need some advice on whether to have turnips or carrots on the table? Do you like the gherkins or do you like the mushrooms on the table? Those are a nice little appetizer. I don't even know those. I guess that's considered an appetizer. The plate of pickles, the little gherkins and the mushrooms. I like those stuffed peppers. You know, we had like an Italian influence around over the years, and the Italian food was always just great on Thanksgiving. I usually make a lasagna every year. I made a couple this year, and you know, about half a tray made it to Thanksgiving, so I think I might make another one. But I'm going to be relaxing this year. I'm going to be sticking close to home and maybe do a little traveling in the late afternoon. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and we are going to jump to 1986 here on Time Travel.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Right, for no particular reason, the Bengals with Walk Like an Egyptian. And they're all going to be winners, everybody. It's the Thanksgiving show, but, you know, want to play a few regular songs along with the rest of the stuff. So we are in 1986. I'm going to play a little, I was going to play David Lee Roth, but screw him. Guy retired. I was supposed to go out to Vegas and see him, spent $1,000 on a room, and then all of a sudden he retires when I'm getting on the plane. What the hell's up with that? So I won't be playing him. And then I was going to play some Weird Al, but I'm not going to be doing that. I'll play one more from 86, and then we'll go somewhere else. That's the plan.
17 days. Hey, man, I don't want to rain on your parade, but we're not going to last 17 hours. Those things are going to come in here just like they did before, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to get us!
WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. It is Time Travel, here with you for another hour or so, and I think I'm going to throw you back a number of years and give you a patty cake cookie commercial, and then we'll do a little Charlie Brown, Peppermint Patty inviting herself to Charlie Brown's on Thanksgiving right after this.
Patty cake cookies. Pancake Baker, you're a famous man.
Well, all I do is bake them just as good as it can.
What is your secret, Mr. Pancake Man?
I sample them, ladies. One from each pan.
Children, start shoving. There's more in the oven. Hey, Mom!
Put patty cake cookies on your shopping list.
Oatmeal, chocolate chip, and sugar mist. I'm seeing varieties on your market shelf.
Why, they're so good, you're lucky I don't eat them all myself.
Pancake cookies. Pancake cookies.
Pancake cookies, how to satisfy. Blue cellophane package, you can see what you buy.
What makes the taste of good pancake pan?
Well, to tell the truth, I sample them, two from each pan.
Chuck, this is Peppermint Patty. How you been, Chuck?
Okay, I guess.
Do you kind of miss me, Chuck?
Well,
That's okay, Chuck. I know you probably can't talk because someone's listening. We'll keep these intimate things to ourselves, okay, Chuck? Well, Listen, I really have a treat for you. My dad's been called out of town. He said I could go over to your house and share Thanksgiving with you, Chuck.
Well,
I don't mind inviting myself over because I know you kind of like me, Chuck.
Well,
Okay, that's a date. See you soon, you sly devil.
Oh, brother.